I am beside myself.
Oh yeah.
I am over the moon.
Mm.
We're getting a new colleague. And I love them already.
Dave, so I'm not, here months.
Oh no. We're big fans of you, but someone else is coming to the building next year.
Okay.
And I'm so excited. We work in the same building as News Talk. We don't really talk to them because they're scary and always wear business suits. But however, I will be down on the third floor, which is News Talk's floor, every single day for the rest of my career, because coming next year is Claire Byrne.
Oh, very exciting.
I'm so excited. Claire Byrne was my pandemic. She was my pandemic.
Oh,
she got
me
through it. That's what
I
watched her.
She's amazing.
All of her, like, you know, her, I listened to her on the radio. I watched all of her kind of debate shows and things like that. And
she's a queen.
I also watched that quiz show she did. Did anyone know she did a quiz show?
No,
it was bizarre, but I watched
it.
But Claire Byrne is coming too.
She's my girl crush.
She's just excellent. I love her. I think she's fantastic.
We love a blunt bob.
Whenever I just need to feel anything, I go and I watch that video of her berating Nigel Farage. I just love it so much.
Fantastic.
She's an incredible woman, and she is coming to News Talk. She's going to be like the new host of Pat Kenny's show when Pat Kenny steps down in the spring of 2026.
Yes. He's moving to weekend.
Another legend, by the way. So he's going to be moving to weekend. So Claire Byrne is moving in. But I see, this is my problem. I love Claire Byrne so much, but I feel like in this building there's a little bit of a kind of a reputation of spin being the kids. You know what I mean?
Which we're clearly not, by the way.
Yeah, we're quite old. But I just feel like everyone's like, oh, the spin kids. Oh, go! Oh, we need something, opinion on something young. Go get the spin kids.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's kind of how it's seen. Mm. So I'm worried that you guys are going to embarrass me in front of Claire.
Oh, right.
So
are you going to be dressing different from January when she
starts? Well, this is the thing. I'm thinking I'm going to need to try and impress Claire Byrne and to, you know, become friends with her.
Yeah.
All I want.
Imagine roll on 12 months, but this time next year, I'm like, oh, Dave, any plans for the weekend? He's like, I'm just going out with Claire.
Yeah.
I don't know if she's got a partner or whatever, but I'm going out with Claire and her partner. We're going to, me and Pippa and Claire and her partner, we're going to cinema Friday.
Yeah, yeah. Claire's paying.
We're seeing a foreign film with subtitles, which is what I always do. It's at the IFI.
No,
Dave,
see,
what are you doing there? Should we be getting ready for the next time we're talking on the show? Sorry, I'm just reading the dictionary because, you know, Claire told me to.
I have the theory that Claire would actually listen to this show because she's. Her life is quite serious, so I'd imagine that sometimes she needs to kind of switch off.
Have a bit of crying.
Claire, are you listening?
If you are, I have some ideas to.
Yeah, me.
I have some ideas to kind of like impress you. Okay, so these are the kind of things I want us all to do to impress Claire Byrne. Okay, so we all start wearing suits. Okay, business suits.
Fine.
You know, you can wear the blazer and all, you know, the shirt and all that kind of stuff. I'll do the same thing.
No track suits.
I don't think she's ever seen a tracksuit.
Okay.
And we all need to come in with our hair like done really, really well.
Mm.
So just like mine will be combed.
I didn't brush my hair today.
I know. Yeah. So that's going to need to change. You're going to need to both
cut
the hair very short and get a little bob.
Yeah.
Nice little short professional bob.
Nice.
Okay.
That's
short bob hairstyles only. No music on the show.
Okay.
From now on.
Oh, man.
Because I just think it makes us look cheap. We don't, you know.
Yeah, yeah,
just,
it takes the tone down.
It does. You know what I mean?
Sorry, Cyril.
Yeah, exactly. Saying things like, oh, here's Sabrina Carpenter. She would never.
No.
She would never.
No.
And if you did.
She'd be more like breaking down Sabrina Carpenter's feminism
exactly,
and impact on
exactly.
culture.
Yeah.
Next one is we need to get a panel on.
Okay.
To discuss, you know, say like Sabrina Carpenter and how she is for women and for the music industry.
Callum, I notice you're not writing any of this down.
No.
Mm.
Is no one writing any of this? All right, fine. This is the other thing I think that we are actually quite good at already, arguing with each other.
Okay.
So that needs to be
a
thing. I disagree. I firmly disagree. Sorry, if I could just refute that point, please.
Yes.
And
we need to get better rather than being like, stop being such a bitch. We have to be like,
if you could let me finish.
Yeah,
if I could just finish
my point, please.
Yeah, that'll be a big one that we're going to have to say.
Oh. I want to start cutting off callers. So if they're like playing the golden ticket, by the way, you can play now, golden in the WhatsApp to 087711103. But if they are playing gold and they're like, oh, I think it's, I'm like, excuse me, can we just please get to the chorus and then we will hear it. You'll hear it though. So yeah, I think we need to cut people off.
Just be a bit ruder.
Yeah, be a bit ruder and a bit more stern.
We mean business.
Exactly.
We're standing on business.
So Claire, if you are listening, I'm very excited. Please don't like tell people I'm not allowed to see you or like hang out with you.
Yeah. Don't bring security in.
Yeah, yeah, please.
We're very, very excited.
So what happens now? Can we play a song or?
No,
I think we go live to Leinster House.
Yes. And then we'll talk about Lebanon.
Our panellist, Callum, is there. Callum, how's Leinster House?
Leinster House, it's wet today.
Because it's raining.
Right. Okay, I don't. I no longer think it'd be cheap to play a song.
They're still all on holiday.
And they're on holiday and there's a
How's
leak
the
in
bike
the roof.
Shed?
Still standing.
Nice.
Yeah. Would want to be.
Back to you in the studio.
Ed Sheeran now and a little.
I refute that point.